70 degrees at 8:56. It's time to check in on the commodity markets on this Monday morning. We go to Aaron Curtis from Midco over in Bloomington, Illinois. Good morning, Aaron.
Good morning, Brian. We're off to a mixed start here this morning, mostly lower, although beans have tried to perk up here a little bit, actually trading just a touch higher as USDA announced another couple cargoes of beans sold to unknown destinations for next marketing year. So demand continues to be a highlight overall here for both corn and soybeans. Of course, record demand expected during the 16-17 marketing year for both of those commodities. Unfortunately, also record production at this point also expected. Of course, the big news this week will be the Pro Farmer Crop Tour starting off their eastern and western legs here this morning. They'll meet in southern Minnesota, conclude the tour on Thursday evening, and then have an official kind of production estimate out on Friday. So the Twitter and web updates will be kind of leading the charge here this week, and of course we'll continue to see if what they find on the Pro Farmer Crop Tour meets what the USDA is saying as far as a national yield. So that'll be most of the discussion here this week. September corn, though, at 333, down 1.25. December corn at 342, down 1.75. And March corn at 351.5. That's down 2 cents. September soybeans at 1031.5, up 4.5. November soybeans at 1008, that's up 3.5. January soybeans at 1008.75, up 3.75. September Chicago wheat, 419.5, down 7.5. December Chicago wheat at 438.25, down 6.5. March wheat at 459.5, down 4.5. Out in Kansas City, September wheat at 415, down 3.75. December KC wheat at 441, and that's down 3.75. As for the soybean products here, September bean oil, 33.85, down 29. October bean oil, 33.99, down 29. December bean oil, 34.26, that's down 30. September soybean meal, 332.90, up $2.90. October meal at 330.60, up 3.20. December meal at 328.40, that's up 2.90. Livestock markets here a little lower here after the cattle on feed report there. Friday afternoon, August cattle at 113.10, down 45. October cattle at 109.80, down 45. August feeders at 146.62, up 55. October lean hogs 62.60, up 67. With these hogs at 58.02, up 57. So pretty quiet to start the week here, Brian. We'll see what the Pro Farmer Crop Tour says here as the week goes on.
All right, Aaron, thanks a lot for that report.
Yep, have a good day.
You
yep,
too.
Bye.
Aaron Curtis with Midco in Bloomington, Illinois. In your forecast today, sunny skies with a high of 80 degrees, light south winds up to 5 miles per hour. Mostly clear tonight, dropping down to a low of 58. Sunny skies, a touch warmer for the day tomorrow, at a high of 83. We do have a chance of more rain starting tomorrow night with mostly cloudy skies, a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms, the low 66. Mostly cloudy, a 50-50 chance at some showers and thunderstorms for Wednesday, and a high of 83 degrees. Showers and thunderstorms likely by Wednesday night, dropping down to a low of 70. This is Illinois Public Media, WILL AM 580 and WILL FM 90.9, HD3 Urbana, online at willag.org. It's 9 o'clock.